Take 3 legs
and
make it into 1.
Take it the other way. It's quicker. 686 is a bigger link. Now I'm on, but it's 3 lane right way. All right. Today's daf is sponsored by Avram Yechavi Kalazifer Nishmas Moshe Eliezer Ben Binyamin. I'm calling. So much after. Okay.
Love it. We're further down. I think to continue the Gemara, we have to start again on Yudam the days. We have to start by Amar Ula. So it'll just be a quick chazara, and then we'll keep moving. So Amar,
true.
What?
True.
What? Yes, Amar. The Tech Gemara has absolutely nothing to do with the rest of what we've been doing, except at the end of today's class, we get there's going to be a kasha from our Mishnah. So if you didn't understand what's going on till now, today you have a shot, maybe, of figuring it out. So Amar Ula, Amar Rav Yochanan. Ula says the name of Yochanan. To me, then, shul hutzuchu l'tzibur. Okay, we have kavanos chatamim. We said yesterday, so they always had to keep 6 in the pen. They always had to check them to make sure they were good. But come the end of the year, you only need a 2, but there's 6 in the pen, so there are 4 left over. And you can't use those 4 tomorrow on Bezis, on Nisan, because those were bought from the monies, from the tumas from last year. So these guys are stuck. So what do you do with these four animals that were put over for, that were left over for tumas, for the kavanos chatamim, and they're not used? The question is, why do you need them? They say you have to keep them in there in order to check for movement. I was mentioning that yesterday. So check for the movement. So I heard also that's why we start this with minimum 4 days before to check for movement in the person. So what do you do with them? So the Gemara is the minimum amount.
No, I thought that's what we say that before Pesach, carbon Pesach.
Also have to check. Right, so there's a machlokus, the major machlokus we've shown about checking the karbanos. Is that ma'akit? The Mecha Senate talks about that, I think, and again, Mecha Da'as, the carbon face off this project. So, whether or not checking the movement is ma'akit, what happens if you don't check the movement? Can you mach the carbon? They make a filler between the karbanos, but that's a whole big tumult about whether or not you have to check. It seems from here that you kind of have to check. But, So Gemara says, what do you do with these animals? Niftin Tamimim. What you do is you poda them. You poda them onto Moshe and Kulin, right? Niftin Tamimim. And then what do you do afterwards? So these animals go out to Kulin. And then you go ahead and with the new, so that money is now Kulin. And then with new money from the new Truma, right? You repurchase these animals and use them as Tamimim. So even though usually you're not allowed to be poda the Hekesh once it's a Mum, these animals have no mumim, but here you're allowed to be posed to them, right? So Rashi explained the whole thing, I'm not going to go through, but Rashi explained the whole thing. So then, came Yosef Rabba, a couple of the Hishmaites, so Rabba says this whole din of Rabbi Yochanan, and Amalei Rav Chisda said to Rabba, Man Sait Lach with Rabbi Yochanan Rabba. No one should listen to you or Rabbi Yochanan your Rebbe. What you're saying is not respect. It doesn't make any sense. If he Kedushas, you're going to hate the Halfa. You're talking about animals and Kedushas are good. So the reason why Kedushas are good can't be posed is because Kedushas are good. You can't be nifted. You can't be pulled the Kedushas of Guk. So he's asking, how are you pulled there? Where did the Kedushas that was embedded in this animal, where did it go? There's still Tamimim. There's still Royal Akraba. There's no Mumim in there. You can't come up here, the Kedushas of Pidyon. So how does that work? So Rabbi says to Rav Chisda, what are you talking about? You don't hold that you can be pulled the Kedushas of Guk? Right? But Atlo Kizbro, the lower meaning Kedushas of Meir Hakha? You don't hold that we don't say Kedushas of Meir Hakha? But now, I'll quote you your own Mishnah from the Mishnah in Shkala. Mosar Ketoris. You have leftover Ketoris. Where the leftover comes from is Machlokas Rashi Tosos. But Tosos says that he used to bring, you know, you say it every day, people with Torahs know how they do it. So they Tosos says that there was like 365 money for every year. But so they calculate Mosar Kano. But not every year, 365 days, because we go by Mosar Halavana. So you always had these extras. You had the extras. Because not every year was a leap year, so as someone else says that every couple of years, every bunch of years, they never didn't have to make Torah, so they have so much extra. But you have all this extra, so what do you do with it? Mayu Osimba. So because it has a whole convoluted way about to get to be told to them. And if someone asks why is it any different than the behavior case. But the Gemara says, Mafrishin Mimena, you take from the Shumas Halishka, Schar Umin. You have to pay the people who made the Torah, right? The special family that made the Torah when they gave you the recipe. So you'd be mafrish from the Shumas Halishka, the Schar Umin, Umichal and Osa. So now you basically give the money to these people, and these Malos are cool. okay? Umechal and osa amosa umenim. And then what they do is you take the Torah, and you machal the Torah on this mosa food that was given to the spice makers. Vinosin osa, and then you give the Torah, which is now fulin, to the umen miskar. That's their payment, right? The chos and the lokanos, and then we'll repurchase it back from them, from the money of the new year, and therefore you have this Torah that was now bought for the money of the new year, right? And therefore, and now you have the Tuma back into the Kedusha. The Gemara asks, and so yeah, Ramai, why are you saying that? How can you recall the Torah? What happens? The Torah is being mukul onto money that you took from the treasury to pay them. How name of Kedusha Shemahem Eichon Hocho? Where did it go? Where did the Kedusha go? So what we should have asked, because you don't understand, I'm quoting from the Rashba. The Rashba says, Vani Tame, the Ham Rashba, the Tzmim, the Shorma, the Tzmim, the Low Hitchin, the Stokos, the Tzmim. You have to do this whole, by the Tzmim, you just say, we're Machala, the Tzmim, on the money. Right? And then, right, we're Machala in one step. Here you go through this whole way, you're trying to figure it out. So the Rashba, I know we should have gone down, they said that you have to do this in the most similar way possible. You have problems of people seeing Hekish being put up the Fulian, it comes to all problems. So by the hema, oftentimes the animals are just that they had a mum, whatever. You get, but the Torah, what are you going to do? So you do this common way to make it clear that it's all done with tzvius, and that it's not yotzei, it's never yotzei l'fulin, except for that. The only time the Torah is yotzei l'fulin, so you do this extra step, this extra mechanism. Fine. So the Rashi also points out. He says, "Yesh v'tmoa." Why don't you have six in the pen? Why don't you just have whatever you need? Right? So as what we mentioned before, when you're leaving, you should be low extra. You can't just have what you need. That's really how you should reach in big word dollar jump and cold enough plus what you mentioned before. You need four days of checking, right? To the east of the Nuffles, the government of Pesa. We don't have to go to Pesa. The Kavan Shakane, you shall post Shema, Hashnai, and Hamuvakar, and Yumu. Maybe they'll get a mum. In the time that they're there, will be to put in the pen rabbin. In Yimso Shahuman Echa Mehem, that we will echa Acham and Tolo, so the Bakr is the Dalai Lama. You keep checking for it, one of the two moments, put the other one. And in the footnote on 143, he says, look over here, Mede Rabbi, and give Bikur Kabam Khadili Kuba. It's Bakr, you have to do it. Keep the Rashi, it's Bakr, and you're supposed to hope will be Jordan. And the Mechasir, Mr. Hay, to check whether or not that's really Mede Kuba. So that's what you have, though. So again, just get the character straight. So you see from that, the Krishna said Kedusha Mehem Eichon Hocho, and in Rabba Kulta Mishra, you see that Kedusha, you don't say that. You can do it by the Ketores. So Amalei, so Krishna answers back to him, don't ask your Kashas from Ketores, right? Don't ask your Kashas from Ketores. The Shani Ketores, Ketores is different. Why? The Kedusha is Dhamimu. Ketores is Kedusha is Dhamim, and therefore what? It doesn't have Kedusha as a book. And if it doesn't only have Kedusha as Dhamim, then you can hold it. No problem. So, you do make the Torah to be quoted. You can't do this by the Torah Talmud. So, because how do you make the Torah? What happens is you take all the spices and you put it in the mortar to grind it up. That's not a cliche race. That's just a mortar to make it. That doesn't infuse it with Kedushas Aguf. That's what Rav Fizda says. No Kedushas Aguf. And then we open the Kedushas Aguf. We only get the Kedushas Aguf. It's the Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf. So the Kedushas is based on the Tosas above in Bava Kama. Because there are two apparent people, apparently, Kashmir Free Gemara and Baba Kama, like two or three that bought away from each other, I am Baba and I am Pes. The Gemara says, when you steal something, you $5 out of the head. Right? So what happens if you steal Hekish? You steal, and then you're mocked to the Hekish. You try to pay $1 of the head. So one Gemara says, yeah, if I'm mocked, I have to pay $1 of the head. And another Gemara says, no, if I'm mocked to shit, I don't have to pay $1 of the head. It's not a transfer of ownership. They say it's still a dying company, it still belongs to the owner. So what's the difference? So Tosos there says the difference is whether your master produces better kavayis, right? Produces domin, or your master produces a book. So what's the head verse? So the Barak al Shasa there explains that it depends on each one produces better kavayis and produces a book work differently. Right? Produces a book is definitely more holy. It's more holy, but you retain more bias. The way it works by produces domin is that you just assign ownership to the base of Megillah, like Kedusha Zomim, and the name that becomes Kadra. So complete change in ownership. So by Kedusha Zomim, basically I'm Makashit, but it's still mine, and I needed to get my Kapara or whatever for my Karban, so it's still mine. So there's a difference in how it works. So Kedusha Zomim, although it's a lower level of holiness, it's more removed from the Bible. So if you Makashit, If you're makis back, you're chayav al hay, because you move the ownership. But if you're makis shit, if you're makis shit, it's still mine, until I'm makis it, so you're not chayav al hay, it's still my shore. I didn't change ownership yet. There's one raya for that, there's a Rashi, I don't remember where, but there's a Rashi, the Graf talks about that. And the Rashi says that, right, it says, by chametz, you're not over by your matze, by chametz of hekesh. The chametz of hekesh, Rashi over there says, and he limits, he says, only if the chametz is produced a better kabayis. They not over by, because it's not yours, maybe you have a korban toza or something, or a mitzvah, that produces a guf, then you would be over by your own, you must be pretty clear that it belongs to the state. That's the chazar, produces a guf. So you see from here, so he claims, so the Chizah says, don't ask me, they don't prove to me that the Torah is the same thing as the korban tamid, so the Torah is only kedushas damim. So the Gemara says, elameyata, so if it's really true that it's only kedushas damim, then why is it nifsal if a tful yom touches it? Tful yom is somebody who has to get tahara. He did mikvah. He has to do his wings. The hair of shemesh. He has to work for the knife to be effective. So the rule is if a tful yom touches something that has to do with a goat, it becomes, it's puzzle. Puzzle in the world of tumor tahara means it's puzzle and it can't continue transferring over tumor. If it becomes tameh, then it can make the next thing tameh. The puzzle is the end of the road. But a tful yom, if it touches the kedushas of guf becomes tameh. But alama tanya, why do we know have a brayso that says right by Torah that son of the mapeshes that sells the tful yom? If you put the Torah into the mortar, into the grinder, if a tful yom touches it, it becomes tameh. Why does it become tameh? Because it's a tameh. It must be the kedushas of guf. Well, you only make kedushas of guf tummy. It doesn't make kedushas of tummy. So we see here that it is kedushas of guf. The Gemara says, maybe you'll say the chi came kol kedushas of mitzvah tful yom. Maybe you say I got the whole process wrong. Maybe you'll say that even if a tful yom touches kedushas of tummy, it makes it tummy. Can't be. So I'll bring you a mitzvah from Yehuda. Hatnan, haminachos, like the korba mincha that a yachid brings. Molin lehen, misha hukishu. Once they become kodesh, if someone makes a halal from it, Then you have me'ilah, even though it's not kedushas of guf yet. You only make it the status of kedushas of guf when it's put into a kli sharish. So here you have all the korban mincha stuff set aside. So you get me'ilah even though they're not kedushas of guf, because you only have me'ilah by kedushas of guf. Almost have me'ilah by kedushas of guf. But cut through the kli. Now you put them into the kli sharish. So now they become kedushas of guf, right? Hukshir will be possible with tful yom u'mekusar kipurim. Now they can become tamei by makusik yipur, someone who didn't bring the carbon yet, and tful yom. Only when they become kedushas of guf, that's the key line. Only when they become kedushas of guf can they become tamei. Uvelina. And also, if you left it overnight, then it's the shayari menachos when I eat by the kohanim. Then this is uvelina. The diuk is cut your kli in only when they become kadosh in the kli, which is when they become kedushas of guf. That's when the tful yom makes it tamei. But low cut to the kli low, if they're not in the kedusha, they don't have kedusha guf yet, because they weren't from the kli sharis, then they're not nisal. So you see from here that without the kedusha kli, menachos only have kedusha damim, and they're not nisal the kli yom. So don't tell me that they can answer by the Torah that kedusha damim also is nisal the kli yom. So if Torah is nisal the kli yom, he must be kedusha guf. Don't answer with kedusha damim. And if it's kedusha guf, they can't ask me on the question of communion. You have to keep going back in your head. That's what we're trying to prove. So LMI, so what are you going to tell me? You tell me now, what you just left over is that Ketoris is Kedushas Gomit, is Kedushas Guf? Can't be. I'll quote you the next Mishnah in Me'ilah. LMI, Kedushas HaGufi, it's Kedushas HaGuf, LMI not, it's Possibilina. If there's Kedushas HaGuf, then Ketoris should be Possibilina. If you leave over, let's say you made the Ketoris, supposed to use it for today, and you leave it over, it should be Possibilina. Allah Matanah, but why do you have the next Mishnah? The first Mishnah was on Daf Yud Tes and Me'ilah. This Mishnah is Daf Yud and Me'ilah, very similar Mishnahs. And HaKomets V'Halavona. The Komets is the certain part, the three fingers. Lavona, the certain parts of the Korban Mincha. We'll get to that in Yitzhak Shem. We talked about in the Sefer Menachos. HaKomets V'Halavona. V'HaKetoris, that's the Kilon, and the Ketoris. U'Minchas Kohanim. And the Mincha of the Kohanim, which there's no Kmitzah by that Mincha. It all goes on the Mizbeah. U'Minchas Kohen Mashua. The Kohen Gadol has to give the Korban Mincha every day, right? U'Minchas Nefasim, Nisachim, and the Mincha that went along with all the wine libations. Mole in the hand, Misha Hukshu. They get the Elah only when they become Kadosh. But Kachu the Kli, Hukshuru, the Apostle of Tuyom, Mukhus the Kli, Kipurim of Lina. Only when they go into a Kli Sharis and they may get the status of the Lusha the Guf, then they get the Lina. Mashal, what's the deal again? Kachu the Kli in, Rav Kosher with Pilo. If they're not booked us in the Klisharis, therefore they're still Kedusha Zamin, then there's no problem with Dina. Right? So the Gemara says, so if you're going to tell me that Ketores is Kosher with Kedusha Zagul, so then why are they not possible Dina? Mugach what? That the Ketesha, the mortar, does not imbue it with Kedusha Zagul. And if it's not Kedusha Zagul, you see it's not Kedusha Zagul. It's Kedusha Zamin. And I tell you, you can go back. It's not Kedusha Zagul. It's Kedusha Zamin. If it's Kedusha Zamin, that's the reason why you can say that you can be told it. And you can be told it's Ketores. It's Kedusha Zamin. There's no Raya. I still have my question against you by the Kedusha Zamin. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi says back to what? No, it's still Kedusha Zagul. You're asking me about Lina? Lina is a different story. How many Lina come? I think you're asking why this is a special dispensation by one case of Kedusha Zagul. Right? Rabbi obviously holds you put it in the Kedusha Zagul to make Kedusha Zagul. And there's one case, Lina come out, Shani Kapoor holds to us before Shani Kapoor. Lina is different. My hope will be short in about how you explain what the reason is. But go about Rashi. If you look at Rashi, it's five lines before they get wide. Well, Hakla Kanalina, Shmami not produces Kli, the Hakla Lab Matesi, Ella Kli. No, sorry, hold it to Russa. There it is, hold it to Russa, next word, first white line. Aina Mishana is Marisa. Lina, what happens to an animal if you leave it, a shepherd animal if you leave it overnight, or meat? Spoils. What's going to happen to the tourist? Nothing. Just spice it. Put it in the jar, it's going to stay dry. So Lina doesn't impact. The whole reason for Lina, according to Rashi, doesn't impact the tourist. Tilkas after Rav the Kedusha Zagul he will miss the Lina. Even though it had Kedusha Zagul, there's no Pshul of Lina. Aye, so why are you telling me if it's Kutshav Ikli, Sharis, then there's an issue of Lina? Neil needs to Kutshav Ikli, the Kari of Gazar Barabana. That's exactly there is Rabbanon that becomes possible. Lina, Dilma Asla, Kshu, Bishar, Makisha, Bikli. But you make a confusion that anything else that's in the three Sharis, which Lina would apply, if you don't make the Dinz Rabbanon by the Torah, we'll have some confusion. So really, according to this, based on how we run Rashi, and according to this, Taurus is Kedushas Zagul. The reason why it's possible to Lina, and it's only the Psul Lina is only the Rabban. It's Kedushas Zagul, therefore it's the same thing as the Korban Tamid, and if you can be Kedushas Zagul, if you hold it by one, you have to hold it from the other. Tosu says, in the middle of Tosu's Holy, says, what's the problem that Lina doesn't apply to the Taurus? He says, it's like seven lines down, right? The thing here, the far as Shanaka Taurus, Poel with Shurasa Kolosh and Akula, Shikikim and Slashbekah, Lasosa Kul Kul Shon. It's supposed to make it in the beginning of the year for everything. If you're supposed to make it in the beginning of the year to have a lot, to have something the Psul of Lina applies. It's supposed to be like that. That's how it was made, to have extra. Anyway, so Lina doesn't apply. So you see, according to this, it is Kedusha Zagul. If it's Kedusha Zagul, it's the same thing as the Korban Tamid. And if you can Mechal the Korban Tamid, if you can Mechal the Torah, why ask Mikasha on the Korban Tamid? The same thing. And the Gemara asks, fine, okay, you proved that. We never asked the full question. We call Makom that the three Kedushas of Behemoth and Hate Mahalka. How does it work? Bottom line is, these things are colored for Kedushas of Gok. Kedushas of Gok, the rule is you can't be told the Kedushas of Gok unless there's a Mum. These things don't have a Mum. Okay, fine, you proved it in another case. So ask the question on both cases. Kedushas of Behemoth and Hate Mahalka. Where did it go? Okay, so Gemara answers, lay base in Masna Leah. The way it goes is that Amarabba lay base in Masna Leah. There's like sort of this Tanai of base when you make it, help the bookies from the beginning. Hold my focus, how it works. How this brings out a papyrus. It's the Tanai that it was never Kadosh, it's from Afreya, that it was never Kadosh until you needed it. Or it was always Kadosh, but Tanai, if I don't need it, then it goes out of food. Hold the gun, have a whole essay in the vacuum, and you can enjoy it today when you're sitting at work, read the essay, right? I was not to say we're on the train, but you don't go on the train. So, Amar Rabba lay beis in Masalei, shein hutzachu, if we're going to need it for this year, we'll use it, right? Hutzachu, we love you, the man. If it's not, it's only Kedusha Zamin. So it has Kedusha Zamin anyway, and that's why you can be told it. That's why you can be told it. This whole thing is lay beis in Masalei. First of all, what does that mean? And great ritual you have, very important ritual you have to look at.
Can I vote?
No, it's not. If you need it, it's Kedusha Zagul. If you don't need it, it's only Kedusha Zamin. How it works, the Machrei, the Talmud Abba, you need more time for that. But the Ritva you have to read. The Ritva says, Perish, right, they based in Machalim, Perish al Tamidim the Eighth Kiyasam. I'll talk about the Tamidim, when Machalim for the question applies only to the Torah or to the Tamidim. So the Ritva says the question is only on the Tamidim. The Eighth Kiyasam, when you bought them, in Ro Hutzrichu, if you don't need them to bring them as a carbon, you the man. You just use it for the money. I guess you get the money, you use the money to produce better rice again. Because you low hutzrichu ain't conquered uses a good. It's not produces a good if you don't need it. The hare hang to kluyim ba'omdim ad shenir im hutzrichu im lois. Kluyim ba'omdim. Right? I think we read that into the Satira. So the Gemara says, hey, wait a second, what are we doing? We're defining something now, we're defining something with a freya now. Is that greater? What's it done by greater? Right? It's done by greater, by the rice, and you say in greater. So what is going on? This is greater. Greater. Now it's a sign, I'm afraid, it's another color. That's greater. So Mitzvah says, the low side of Hakaloma, the Brisa ain't Brera. We don't say that this is a question of Brera, and therefore the Doraisa wouldn't work. Because when you say Brera, Alab and Masno Akash is snake garden, to the Mukhan of the Dukh of the Seth of Ederman. The way Brera works, Brera only works if either this one or this one. There are two different things. If the guy, I want to go to the Shear, the guy that the Kamapakan comes, and this is the side that I made the Eruv, or this is the side I made. It's either this or that. Here, it's not two things, it's one item. It's yes or no. It's just done with the book. Yes or no, that's not Brera. It's only one item. That's how the Ripper points out. But the Ripper continues, right? Will be the Nakla Lishna the Lay Days in Masna, right? To make it nice. And Mashma should aim slave things in the heart, literally. Mashma should aim so far from the Mufurish. You don't have to say it in the Mufurish. You have to say it out loud. Okay, the Mufurish stuff, right? With the garden to Ilu Balei Kol Adam Habit Varen. And the Stava, Kol Mash, Kol Beis, we're talking to him, Yitzhakla. It's in the heart of the Beis, and therefore, you have to, don't say the Mufurish. Where does Lebeis and Masalem come in? Hoko Beis Knesset.
Yeah, that is here for you.
To the Kuk Mundal, right? Kuk Mundal Sifkas. Ha'arong, the Ar Kodesh. The Kol Mash, the Osim, the Sefer Torah. Anything that you use for the Sefer Torah, Mobile Snai is Shams for Shark Hashmas at Ulufo.
Make it tonight. You put the Sefer Torah here on the Bima, so the Sefer Torah. Look what else is on it. How do you do that? Now you use it, that's not for the Sefer Torah. That's what Snai Days then.
Right? That's what the Ramah points out. The Hagah, the Nogu, the Hainos, the Kamaha, the Nogu, the Dibbe Kedusha.
A lot of things that we do. Oh, we open the Tadeh. How do you put the Nair on Sefer Torah into the Ar Kodesh? How do you put anything else into the Ar Kodesh? The Nair is a big thing. We talk about the Nair. And they're Mitzvah Torah, or you don't want to use it. Or after you do that, they're middle gear also. Anyway, so how do you do that? So the answer, you know what? Lin Beis and Masa Lin is allowed to use something else into the in the Aura. You really can't put anything else in the Aura in the Pacific Torah. Lin Beis and Masa Lin allows you to do it. How can you use tables and chairs in the shul? Just for Dunham Shul. Lin Beis and Masa Lin. The Mr. Brewer here in I think it's similar to ours. The law of Mr. Brewer, there's a whole bunch of cases. But it's based on the Tumas of Deshna, the Ramah quotes. He says, the Nogu Henos the Tamar Hanos for Dibbe Kedusha, he go on with Tachos of Svarim, the Shulchan Bishna Knesset, and the Ushib of the Sefer Torah, like this, and the cover of the Sefer Torah, the Kasu Atam, which from the Kabin to Nogu came, that's what the Minog is, work backwards. The Yesh and the Zahir, you can't really, you need to use it, right? Lay Bezin Matna Lane, the Ikara, Kedesh Shalom Yabobe Adam Tachara. It's an original state of nature, Lay Bezin Matna Lane, right, but Alpha God will his no to you his design. If they don't make this knife, as the ritual said, it's as if this knife is already made. I mean, it comes up a lot of things. People put items over the talus or the filling into the filling bit, the talus bed. So when in the plastic, it's not an issue, but when that's in there, haven't seen them to do that. The talus bed, a lot of people put in. They really shouldn't do that. If you do a play base and mock on that, if you want to be somewhere than that, then you're okay. I mean, there's another issue that comes. So that's, Lazy Samasra had to put the Hoshanas up on the Aura. The Baal Tarni screams against that now. But you put that, how do you do that? You stop it for the Kabbalah, Lazy Samasra, all these things. How do you eat in the shul, all these things? That's the Lazy Samasra left.
Okay. So the Gemara says that's how Lazy Samasra left. So now the Gemara's going to ask, okay, so you hold Lazy Samasra. Right. The tonight is that we're making the Kedusha al tonight that you're allowed to use it for non-Kedusha items as well.
The
Aron becomes permitted to be used for other items. Still a Aron Kodesh, with the permit to be used for other items. I understand, but that's
true.
No, it's not true. It becomes, it's Kedusha's done. It's still Kadosh. It's a lower level of Kedusha, it's still Kadosh. It doesn't go to fool it, it's not to be coded. No, but once you put, so it's because Lev Beis, it gives you the permission to be posed, because it's just done. The Leib Basin just says it's Tusa's Domin. The Leib Basin doesn't make it fluid. Yeah, so now Abaye asks Rava. Basically, he's going to ask, how do you hold Leib Basin Masna? Amrei Abaye, Abaye says to Rava, Lahamar hu da Amr. You yourself, Rava said, you said someplace else, again, Mishnah Gemara and Tmura, right, that if a person is hikdus zakhar l'damah, let's say I'm makish a zakhar, used to call an olah, right? And I say this animal is hooked up in base of midrash for what l'damah? That should be kaddish only produces damah. Rabbi says it doesn't work. Kaddish produces a goof. If it comes to produces a goof, then you can't sell it for the money. Right? So he says, but why? Since the kash is, why can't you just say that Leib Basin Masalem will allow you to make something that's really produces goof if it produces damah? So why are you saying here that why can you say here even if you made it to favorish produces damah, it still gets the status of produces a goof? I say this is going to be produces damah if it comes produces a goof. The favorish, not even so much on Leib Basin. I say it's produces damah, it still produces goof. So how can something that already is that how can Leib Basin work to make it produces damah? Even animal the favorish can't be made to produce damah. The Gemara answers, well, Kasha, that's not Kasha, the chilas between the cases. Had the Amr Dmei Olav, but had the Amr Dmei Nisachar. Rabba's case is where the guy says, I'm making this animal kados, right, and I want it to be used for Dmei Olav. What are you making? I want this animal, is there any royal for an Olav? Is there any royal for an Olav? You're going to say, that's kados to buy an Olav? It is an Olav. That doesn't work. Our case, the case where Leib Basin works, is when I want to make a kados, I want to say the Leib Basin is machnet for it to be something holding something other than what it already is royal for. So by our cases, in the case of the Ketores, the Leib Basin Masalem says that the money that's going to be used as a damim in order to be used for Nesachim, in order to be used for, and Nesachim doesn't make it, it's also going to be said, in order to be used for producing Bezek Abayis, so that the t'nai is to make it something other than it already is. Then we say Leib Basin Masalem, right? Because in our studio, the Basin is Masalem, the extra, I don't know how this really works for the cordon. But Leib Basin is master that the extra Ketores, I guess, is going to be used for to fix up the sold to them, and the money is going to be used to fix up the base of English. And the Ketores, or the Talmud isn't royal to be used to fix. You're not going to stick an animal into the wall. You need money to pay the workers, to pay for materials. So then you can say Leib Basin master land. Well, in this case, is that the guy says Amakish this Zafar can be produced as dummy to purchase an olah. It is an olah. Then we don't say Leib Basin master land, and therefore, even if he says the favors, still gets the producers a book. Okay, that's that question. Now we're going to answer another brisa where it's mavur that we don't say Leib Basin Masna. Why? What's the case? Eitzvei Abaye asked the following question to Rava. Par v'sar Yom Kippur, right? So there's a par v'sar and Zubat Haras Yom Kippur. She'avdu, that they were lost. Okay? The Hifrish Achareim Tapeh, when you mafrish another set of animals in their place. The chain siirei avodah zara. Let's say there's the basin. We'll get to that. I guess next concept. Basin passes, and everyone worships avodah zara. We have to bring this carbon, special siirei avodah zara, right? I think that's parol dami. Not that part. Siirei avodah zara. To abdu, it got lost. To hefrish afreim tachteim, and you were makrish another one, and then you were found. And then you found the original one. So all these cases, what do you do with the original animal? All these carbons that were found. Kulan yamusu. So that's different from Yehuda. Yehuda says, you lock them up into the pen, you don't feed them, and you wait, and they die. The halacha is, there's certainly five chatos five chatos that die. Okay? And so, according to them, those are all by Karbanot Yochid. But Yehuda extends it to also Karbanot Sibur. They die. Because no one, that's apart from a different animal, you can't use this for anything else, you let them die. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says. The Lazar of Shimon Omer, he says, no, they're not, you don't die. You don't extend Chatos Shemesos onto these cases. Right? So what you do, Yiru Achi Sabu, you let them graze until they get a moon, then the Yimachru, and you sell them, the Yifu Demeyah with the Dabba. And then with the money that you sell these animals from, they go now at the Kulin, since they got a moon, and the money that you have, you buy, Machos, we use them for, but let's say you use that money to buy extra animals, you put them in the Zbeyah when during the dead time. When there's nothing on the Zbeyah, you put these on. Right, Yimkru, Yipu Dumeim of the Dava. She'en Chatos Sibur Mesa. Because they hold that there are only five Chatos that die, and not Chatos Sibur. There's a big question on the Rambam. The Rambam says there's no Machlok that comes to Lach HaMoshim Sina. She's got Machlok to Lach HaMoshim Sina right here. Whether or not Chatos Mesa supplies the firm of Sibur as well. Okay.
It's a little more humane.
Yeah, I mean, it's humane in our, look at what you've had. Okay, fine. You don't.
You want to be a little harsh to take the animals.
You starve it, it doesn't matter. What's going to do with it? It's holy. What? It's kadosh. It's nothing to do with it. You can't do anything with it. Halacha for them, halacha prevents you from doing anything with it. What are you supposed to do? What? Because you put it, your purpose is putting a mum into the animal.
No,
it's going to get a mum. Maybe that means you don't want to do that. Okay. The yipur you put the main mazava. She ain't chatzim mesis. The much as a mai. Why point for the lazer? Do you have to be kodesh? Right? Why can't you just say lema? She's lay based in masmelah. Maybe you just say at the time of the hakdash of the animal, there was a lay based in masmelah. That if they get lost, you can kodesh without a mum and they go to kulin. Right? Well, I don't know why the question is under Rav Shimon, under the Lazar, and it can't be Rav Shimon. The legal animal can see Rav Shimon doesn't hold a baby, but if it's under Rav Lazar, why would they say Rav Shimon is master? Why do you have to go through this whole thing? Where do they get a mum?
It's not both. It's not
both.
We
do the Adnas, it's the point of both. Really? Let's just see if that's Rashi says. Rashi says, "Lema lay based in masa lem she yiftu below mum." Who's the person who holds about a mum? That's only Rabbi Lazar or Shimon. I think Rashi argues on the article. Right? You see that what Rashi says over there? It says you should yiftu below mum. There's only one sheet to give that says that you can hold it. The other sheet says that you let it die. Rashi's implying that it's only that second.
So you don't need either machination, you can just
be posted. According to the Rebbe Yarskol, that makes sense. I don't think that's what Rashi says, but that you can get ahead of it. The Gemara says no, because Lady Basin is only master of something that's shchil, something that happens often. Abudin kamarta? You said Abudin? Shani Abudin lo shchichi. Abudin, it's not shchil that's going to happen. You had this carbon that's once a year, once in a blue moon, but you're going to lose it? It's not shchil. So it's not, Lady Basin is master, and it's never shchil. Right? You have a lot of times, that they're not, they don't make a comment that are not, it's not shchil, right? So I think the chapter brings down, it's my folks, whether or not it means that they don't or they can't. So I think it's Gemara based on talking about it. Whatever. So Gemara says, really? We don't say lay based in masa lay on something that's not shriya? What about the case of para duma? Hare para, the low shriya, not shriya. I didn't know para is not shriya. Rashi says, before you make Rashi's use of Rashi, you also have a shadow. There are only seven paros adumos, right? There are only seven of them. It's not shriya. And look what it says in the Braisa. This Tanya, para niftes a kol sul sheva. Anytime you find a sul in a para duma, it can be called this, it goes to Kulin, right? Mesa, if it dies, it can be called this, to Padet. Mishchata, right? Let's say it was Mishchata in the Beis HaMikdash, not the place, it's supposed to be Mishchata in Haradesh, right? Across the Beis HaMikdash, where you can see it. So Mishchata, to Padet. Matra Cheres Nahemena, to Padet. Let's say in that the Shechta Parah Dumi, you find a nicer one, to Padet, right? Shchata Akabi Marata, aye, but once you shechted it, then aim law to Dia Olamis. Once you did it, you shechted already, you can't take it out of the pool, you can't be pulled in. But what does it say? It says here that even if you find something else that's nicer from it, right, you can be pulled in. This part itself doesn't have a mum, you just have a nicer cow. It doesn't have a mum, so how can you be pulled in? This is a goof, how can you be pulled in? It says, no, you see, that lay basin is matni, even if it's not much to it. How can you lay basin? The Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Shiny part is completely different. Why? It's not just a goof. Shiny part, you cut your better goodbye to you. That can be the goat. That's not proven. It's not proven as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. It's shechted outside. I mean, this is dummy. That's why you can decode this. Again, you can only decode something without a mum. This is just a bite. This is the goat. You can't be decoded without a mum. You see here, lay basin. Don't get me to say, so lay basin is only. Lay basin does not apply to something that's not shkia. I have a product of mum. That's not Kedushas goat. The Gemara says, Ihachi, if a para is really only Kedushas a goat, Kedushas a better bias. I'll ask you from that. In that verse it says, Mesa o nishchata tipadet. V'habu ina hamad v'arafa. It says, if it dies or gets shechted, you can be poded. But in order to be poded something, like this better bias, the Kohen has to stand up the animal and evaluate it. How can he stand it up now? It's dead. Right? You know, it doesn't work. Well, the requirements to be poded don't work here if it's just done. The Mark says, no, hamani or shimani. This price goes like Rav Shimon. The armor touch him is be'ah, how you b'chal ha'mad v'arafa. Only something that has to do with the goat. And you have to be pulled it once you get the move. You need to stay ha'mad v'arafa. B'chal shivetek ha'bayis, lo how you b'chal ha'mad v'arafa. B'chal shivetek ha'bayis, you don't need ha'mad v'arafa. So instead, you don't have to stand it up. You don't have a problem. Therefore, if Kedush is dumb, so you don't need to use b'chal shivetek ha'bayis. Therefore, even though it's not shriah, Therefore, it's not Shkia. Why does Lev Beis Din work on it? Because Kedusha is dumb. Right? You can't prove, we still say that Kedushas, that Lev Beis Din only applies on the Shkia, and that's where it doesn't apply by the sphere of Avodah Zarah, because that's not Shkia. The Lev Beis Din doesn't apply there. The Gemara says, wait a second. So if the price is like Rav Shimon, let me ask you the following case. Right? Rav Shimon, Ema Seif, well, let's look at the Seif of the price. Seif of the price says, Shikata Agave Ma'arakta, Ema Fadi Alamas. Once you shaft it, you can't be pulled it. Right? But the time, you know, we have a price, though, that says, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, if you have something that's Asr Bahana, it doesn't, it's not considered, this is an intro, but if something's Asr Bahana, it doesn't have a shame Ofel, and even if water pours on it, whatever that, it can't be Makabal Tumma, if it has a shame Ofel. So he says, para, a para duma, which is asr bahana, he still says, mitkama tumas okolim. It has a shame okol, and therefore can be mitame, right? It can be mitkama tumma. Let's say a sheretz touches it, then it can transfer, what Rashi says, it can transfer tumma over to something else, right? Even though right now it's asr bahana, nevertheless, it can be mitkama tumma. Why does Rashi say that? Hold of a haisul shasa kosher, because there was a moment when it was mutter bahana, and then it has a shame okol. What moment was that? He says, because at the moment it was shefted, before you did everything, it could have been nifted if you found something else. Meaning it could be nifted even on the marafa. So that's where it had a shot of kosher, and therefore it can be considered Oakland and can be Mekamah. So you see where Rav Shimon holds. Rav Shimon holds that it can be nifted al Gabi marafa. Our Bryce said it cannot be nifted al Gabi marafa. Now how can you say our Bryce is like Rav Shimon? Same for the Bryce, it can't be like Rav Shimon. Back to the whole kasha to begin with, it's not like Rav Shimon. So it said, no, the parah is different. You're right, Ema Tanami, parah, duma, maybe it is Kedusha Gov. It's not Kedusha Gov, like a bias. If it's Kedusha Gov, we see Lev Beis Din is Masna, even on something that's not Shriya. So why isn't Lev Beis Din Masna on the seer of Yom Kippur? El Shani parah. Parah is different, and Lev Beis Din is Masna on it, because whole of the Mei parah is very valuable. You're right, it's not Shkia, but it's very valuable, right? Lev Beis is Masna, then you can repose it, because it's worth a lot. So therefore, I don't know what that means though, therefore you can't be Mokhiya, you can't prove from here that Lev Beis is Masna also on something that's not Matsuri, because this, you're right, it's not Matsuri, it's a different reason why Lev Beis is Masna, because it's very valuable.
The chef doesn't want to play, that's it, you can't
for a... Paraduma. Yeah. No, it has to be chef, same thing occurred, the chef doesn't have to put some coma as possible.
The fire that can be throwing.
So the whole issue about whether a Kohen does something is he tries to pay that owner.
That's pretty rare.
Right. So Amar Mar, you're saying that, so Bryce says, Nesa Kipodeh. Let's say the Paraduma dies. So it's the Nevela. So it's Kipodeh. The Kipodeh is a Kachim Afim, it's Kloven, it's Nevela. What are you going to do with it? You're going to decode the Hetesh to feed it to the dogs? You can't do that. The Bryce says, Amar Mishasha, no, it's not, it's Mishum Ora. Because you can use the skin, I guess, for leather. So the kind of Beis Din will mask on back to the Ora. So the Beis Din is going to make a whole size Beis Din that you can, in order that the dyes you can use, you can decode it and use it for the, just for the skin. Because yeah, Amar Kana, Amar Inish, Megamu Una. Something that's very, very expensive. Like a camel, you'll even use the ear. Something very expensive like the Torah, you want to get something out of it. So at least you'll use the skin. This whole thing, though, about it said also to mention that if you find something nicer than it, there are only seven of them. At this one time, you got the chef of Paradum, you found the eighth one that's even nicer. So, Machlokes the Chacham Tzvi and the Shus Yaakov. Comes down at the time, and you can't find your seven that I have got. So, you put in your wax candles. And as you put in the wax candles, the wax comes and I found the oil. Can I take out the wax candles and put in the oil? So, I think, if I read it right, that the Shushyaka says, no, you can't take it out, but the Chacham Tzvi says, no, you can, maybe make another gemara, but you must have achayotah, and then you can take something out. That's one of the, I think another problem issue over there is that you never start a mitzvah, you can have lakos in this, and not lakos in this, so why can't you take it out, you're doing it yet. Or just Nathan, okay. So now, why do we have this whole thing in our gemara? So Amruel Rav Shimon. But our Mishnah said, Rav Shimon said, they asked Rav Shimon, Ma'u Sheyiklu Zebazet. Let's say you had a Sayyir that was hook rushed in the bushes of Yom Kippur. And you used another one, right? And you got what? You used another one. And then you found it, right? Can you be Makriv this Zayir on the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh or the Musaf of one of the Regalim. So according to Shimon, they each have different levels of they each have different levels of what they machaper for. So Amalu, Rav Shimon said, Yigulu, yeah, you can be machaper it. Amalu, how is that possible? Hold in kapar Rosh Hashanah, hey, a craven, right? Because the seer of Yom Kippur and the seer of Regel are machaper different things, right? The seer of Yom Kippur is the chaper of Tumas Mitzvah Shukasha that doesn't have Yidiyah with Tila, but has Yidiyah with Soul, right? How can that be Mukrav on Shlosh Regalim, which is supposed to be the chaper on anybody Yidiyah with Tila, with Soul, or Rosh Chodesh, which is going to Shimon to be someone for Tara that ate from it? So Amalahan, he says, not cool and burn the chaper of Tumas Mitzvah Shukasha, it's all the same shame. Tumas Mitzvah Shukasha, and therefore would work. So Vamai, why does Shimon give this whole answer? Vamai, lema lay bezin machna lame. Just say lay bezin machna, that we just proved that they have this concept of lay bezin machna. Say lay bezin machna lame, that if they're not hukrav on Yom Kippur, we'll be hukrav on a different day. Lay bezin machna lame. So you see from here that you don't say lay bezin machna lame. Otherwise, you would say it in our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Shimon kamarta? He's asking about Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon less like lay bezin machna lame. Rav Shimon doesn't hold lay bezin machna lame at all. He doesn't hold this. Maybe because of braid or whatever reason. His only Bezim Machna Lehen. So you can't prove from our Mishnah that don't say Bezim, but the Kashas from our Mishnah is only based on Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't hold on Bezim. The Amar of Aidi Bar Abin, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yochanan, Shemidim Shalhuchachul Tzibur. Our case that we brought down in the beginning, the Shemidim Shalhuchachul Tzibur, the Dibri Rav Shimon ain't Nifin Tzimimim. The Dibri is called a Nifin Tzimimim. According to Shimon, he can't be both there. Right? Because the Kedushas are good. I have nothing to do with them. I can't do anything with them. I have Bezim, I don't hold on Bezim. Only according to the Vanim, the Dibre Chachamim Nifin Tzimimim. They hold the Bezim to Matne Elam. That's when we started our whole Gemara, and they are the ones who said that he can be posed. Shimon doesn't hold you to be it because he doesn't hold of Lay Bezim Matne Elam. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up again tomorrow morning. Have a very good day.